Hi, this is Ros Cardinal, the founder of Shaping Change. Welcome to Thriving in the Midst of Change, a six-part audio program. Last time we talked about how different personality types deal with change. The truth of the matter is that no matter what your type, you'll still be impacted by large and small changes in your life and still must successfully navigate through them. So today we're going to focus on the transitional phase of change. Remember, that's the period of time between the first stage, letting go, and the final stage, moving forward into the known or unknown. This period of time is when you have the opportunity to grow, to learn something new, to refuel, re-energize or recharge. You might want to take some notes so you can refer to them after the audio. I'm going to give you 5 tips on how to navigate through the transitional stage of change. The first thing you might want to do is to look for the message or meaning around the change. What brought on the change? What do you need to perhaps learn from the change? This often causes people to push back a little bit. You might even have a voice in your head saying, I didn't do anything to deserve this change. This change was not my choice. It was up to me, I wouldn't make the change. You're right. Some changes come without warning, but for many changes in our lives, we had glimpses of what was coming ahead of time. If, for example, a relationship changed significantly, could you have paid more attention to the other person? Could you have listened more, supported more? There are changes that we cause or have control over and changes that we don't. You can be more proactive by looking at lessons from past changes and being more prepared for future changes. You can't predict the future, but in many cases you can predict that things will be changing. Be prepared for new changes by having greater insight into lessons you've learned from previous changes. Never burn a bridge. It's easy to be angry at the people who we feel caused the change. If you lose your job, it's easy to blame your former employer. But use caution, because you might find yourself in a position one day to serve those people again. One person I knew got hired as a consultant by the very people who let her go. Often when relationships end, we ask our friends, loved ones and children to choose sides or support us by not associating with the other person. When we do this, we're creating more damage than good. We're staying stuck instead of moving through the transition. Be more visible in the world. When you've experienced a change, you have a lot of emotions to deal with. It's easy to hide, become a hermit, or avoid other people. When we do that, we stay stuck. Not only is this a good time to wrap yourself in the comfort of people that you know, but it's also an opportunity to forge new relationships. The very thing you don't feel like doing is the very thing you perhaps need to do. Get a hobby or join a club, volunteer for a charity, join an exercise group, get out of the house and be with people, people who are good for you. You'll find yourself energized and feeling more like your normal self. And if you find yourself becoming more and more shut down, then please seek professional help. Talking with someone who can help you refocus is a healthy thing to do. Take a risk. Now, before you go jumping off cliffs, the kind of risks I'm talking about are small risks. Try something new, have new experiences. When you have success trying something new, you build your confidence, you grow your relationships, and you build your resilience. Focus on positive emotions. During the period of transition, it's easy to experience shame, fear, anxiety, and anger. And although these emotions are normal and should be experienced, it's important you counterbalance the emotions with more positive ones. Surround yourself with perhaps quotes and stories that are uplifting. Celebrate small accomplishments of others. And most of all, allow yourself to have some fun. So try one or two of these 5 tips. Look for the message or learning. Never burn a bridge. Put yourself out there. Take a risk and focus on positive emotions. They'll help you move through the transitional period of change, and they'll also help you develop more resiliency so when the next change happens, and it will, you're going to be prepared. Next time we'll be talking about resiliency, which is your ability to bounce back. And in the meantime, remember these words of Price Pritchett. Change always comes bearing gifts.